the Venice Biennale 1924. At the 1924 Venice Biennale, where he exhibited in a room of his own, Felice Cossarotti achieved enormous success. His paintings Gualino, Hina Rigotti, and Double Portrait earned him a reputation as an innovative and sophisticated portraitist. In the 14 paintings displayed in the room, Cossarotti had fully developed his style. As noted by art historian Leonello Venturi, writer of the introduction to the catalogue, critics admired the classical inspiration, the museum references, and the study of the old masters. Piero della Francesca, Mantegna, Bruegel, present in those works. Cossarotti painted on smooth, thin panels, using long and patient brushstrokes to create shiny, almost enameled layers. The color, soaked in light, envelops the forms, faces, objects, and nudes in a clear and luminous atmosphere. The summer light wraps the naked bodies of the young women in Noon, one of the painter's masterpieces. Cossarotti himself spoke about it. In Noon, he explains, there is still the same perspective of things seen from above, the same concern to construct the painting in a spatial sense, but there is more freedom and more unexpectedness. The stillness of the figures, still perfect, is no longer absolute. Noon is constructed in a semicircle, as Luigi Carluccio observed in 1958. The eye moves smoothly from one nude to another, from the hat to the slippers, from the cloth spread on the ground to the curtain, as if on the spokes of a wheel, with its pivot in the dark parallelepiped. Felice Cossarotti did not like to portray himself. One of the few self-portraits can be seen in still life with mannequins. He uses the mirror to double the composition, with the female heads and the lyre, and to broaden the gaze on the environment. In the reflected room, on the left, one of his paintings can be seen, the mother, now in the National Gallery in Berlin. On the right, in the shadows, almost secretly, the painter himself appears. Standing in elegant clothes, he is painting the still life, which he has arranged on the damask cloth.